So why did God put a tree right there in the middle of the Garden of Eden and tell Adam and Eve, don't you dare touch it? Did God set them up for failure? I mean, that's something I always wrestled with ever since I first came to understand the story of creation. And when we dig into Genesis chapter 2, we get more insight when it comes to day 6 of creation. God makes all the land animals, and then he makes Adam. He hand forms Adam and breathes from God's perfection into Adam a soul, a perfect soul. And God tells Adam, name all the animals. And Adam goes and names them all creatively. If it was up to me, I would be like, brown one, another brown one, smaller brown one, bigger brown one. But Adam names all of those animals and then gets mopey sad. He realizes he doesn't have a mate for himself. So after man works half a day, go figure, ladies, he has to take a nap. God takes a rib out of Adam and then hand forms that again into Eve, breathes God's perfection into Eve, giving her a soul, and then gives Adam and Eve more commands. Take care of the earth, rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the livestock. God gives them the command to populate the earth, and God gave them that other command, that tree in the middle of the garden, do not touch it or you will die. Now, did God set them up for failure? Now, as I count, there's 4 different commands that God gave them, and any one of them, they could have sinned. Adam could have said, no, I'm not going to name the animals, and that would have been the first sin. Adam could have said to God, no, I'm not going to rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air. I'm moving to Florida. I'm going to retire early. Everything's going to be good. That would have been the first sin. Adam could have sinned and gone, you know, I prefer blondes. Can you make me, I have another rib. Can you make me a blonde for a wife? Of course, we don't know Eve's hair color. But he could have said, no, I'm not going to populate the earth with Eve. That would have been the first sin. But we know the first sin is they ate from that forbidden fruit. Did God set them up for failure? And the answer to that is, well, no, God didn't. That tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, was the ability that God gave to Adam and Eve to worship God. Not to get all nerdy on you, but the word worship comes from the old English word worth-ship. By worship, we tell God what he is worth to us. That Adam and Eve were to look at that tree and go, although it's good for food and pleasing to the eye, desirable for gaining wisdom, they were not to take some and eat it. And God, you are worth more to me than that fruit. But you know what they did? They ate the fruit, they sinned. And immediately, what did God do? He boots them out of the Garden of Eden. And that sounds like God's being vicious there, but God's showing what God always is doing, grace. Listen to this, Genesis chapter 3. After God drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden, cherubim, an angel, and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. God never sets us up for failure. God sets us up to draw us to himself. And so when Adam and Eve sinned, you see grace here that he pushes them away because he doesn't want them to eat from that tree of life. And why? The tree of life confirms you in the spiritual state that you're in. Adam and Eve, broken relationship with God. If they eat from that fruit of that tree, they'll be confirmed in a sinful state and never be able to be with God again. And so what God does is he boots them from the garden in order to draw them back to him. Do you know where the tree of life is now? If you flip to the back of the Bible now and you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, it says this, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. The tree of life is now in heaven because God has worked to restore a relationship with him. By a tree, Adam and Eve broke that sinful perfection, or that sinfulness came into our lives. Perfection was gone. And through the tree of Jesus, him on the cross, we have been reconciled, restored in our relationship with God. And one day, to him who overcomes, to him with faith as you do, God's going to give you the right to eat from that tree of life. Be joined with him. And why? God never, ever sets us up for failure. God sets us up to be in a relationship with him.